Dear friends, to another Gnostic Lab for practical application. Today's practice is the mantra labras and the astral projections, and they are very connected because when we chant the mantra labra, we can go deep in our sleep and try to get that particular state, that very perfect state in which we are not completely asleep, but we are still like with a lot of consciousness, and then we can do it in our own way. We can do it consciously, that astral projection. This is something that we always do. Remember that when we go to sleep, when we are lying in our bed, our astral body goes out of our physical body. So this is something very, very common, something that we do every single night. But with the mantra labra, we are going to try to do it, but consciously. That's what we are going to do today. This is our goal for today, to learn how to do this. And Master Samael gave us this practice for us to follow and to try to achieve this important step, right? So as you can see in this picture, we can see a fragment of a Mexican codex that show us the hill of Chapultepec. Chapultepec is a very famous place in Mexico City, and it is like a big, big park, very beautiful. Anytime if you come to Mexico, please, I really recommend you to go because it's really beautiful. And in this codex, we see the Cerro de Chapultepec, the hill of Chapultepec, and on the top of that hill you can see the grasshopper. You can see the grasshopper or the cricket. So Chapul is the name that our Aztec ancestors called or gave to this little animal. So and why are those people around? Why it is so strange, right? Because we can see two people. We can see two people over there, two students flying, like floating around this hill. You can see that. And also, if you see this picture that is colorful, you can see a circle, and you can also there watch this head. It's like a flying head, but as you can see on that head, you have something on his lips. Yes, two like light waves that are coming out of his lips. This is my dear friends, the mantra Lara. Two different waves, and that are meaning well. That these two students are using this mantra to go and visit this very sacred place, because the Mexican hill Chapultepec is a very, very, very sacred place. It is so important. It was so important for the Aztecs because there is a very important temple. But this temple, it is not in the physical dimension. This temple is, my dear friends, in the fifth dimension, and you can travel that as these two students that you can see in this picture. You can travel there by using these mantras, and they are using this way to go to this place. It is very, very nice to see that. Also, Master Samael told us that when you hear somebody playing, like I don't know, a musician playing, all the notes that you can find in that I don't know, in the music, in the songs, you will find that has different notes. But let me tell you that every person, everything in the world, everything that exists has an ineffable keynote. That is a keynote that we can we would like to we would like to find. We would like to find that special keynote that makes our brain vibrate. How are we going to do that? Where and how these things are connected? Why the cricket is connected with the mantra Laras? It is because this mantra especially makes us vibrate in a different way, especially those cells in our brain. Those cells in our brain will vibrate very, very, very differently when we pronounce every syllable. Those syllables must be pronouncing well, separated, alternated, and while we are producing and pronouncing these two syllables, there will be something magical that happens. The sound of the cricket will start to emerge from within our cerebral cells. So what we need is a serene mind, a good quantity of drowsiness, and good attention on what we are doing, right? So if we are very nice, very, very concentrated, we are chanting this mantra. This mantra is mentally. We have to chant it mentally. And if the exercise is well done, then as soon as the student enters that transitional state that exists between the vigil and sleep, this student will feel the sharp sound of the cricket within his brain. That very soft and beautiful sound that these little animals produce. So that's what we need to achieve. We need to achieve, we are going to start pronouncing this mantra, and after a while, we are going to be able to listen that beautiful sound. Okay? And when you have this moment, when you are starting to listen to this anahat sound, because that is the name of this sound. It is the anahat sound that is like very, very important sound. It's very, very beautiful sound that exists in nature. Well, you are going to be able to stand up, rise from your bed, and heading towards the temple of Chapultepec. Yes, you have to get up and go out. From your room, yes, and go to the Chapultepec Hill or any other place, for example, I don't know, a Gnostic school, or whatever you wish to go. And well, this is something that you need to do. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to go and think, am I doing the right thing? Am I sleeping? Is this real? Don't think. You just have to translate this word into actions. Yes, you have to do it like very naturally, as you nothing happens. You just stand up, go out of your room, and ask your Divine Mother. You can also ask that inner mother that is always with you to help you, to take you to those places where you can find masters that will give you instruction, that will give you knowledge. And you will see that this is something that you can well achieve when you practice and practice this kind of action, right? And well, the students must be sure that little by practicing every day, by being very, very constant in the work, you will be able to do this projection to the astral body. Remember always, we have heard that this is dangerous, that the astral projection is not good for our bodies, that it is a sometimes people has been lost in these places. But let me tell you that this is something not correct at all. Nothing is really in those words, because every single night when we go to sleep, We do the same. So this is something that we always do. This is something that our physical body needs, because the physical body needs to be empty of this astral body, so it can clean and do many, many functions, natural functions. And this is something really, really normal. So you are not going to be in danger in any world. So you have to be very, very sure that this is something very, very well normal for our bodies. So Master Saman recommend us to do the mantra by mentally. But today we are going to do this practice by chanting this mantra vocally for a couple of minutes, so you can see how it is pronounced. How do you pronounce it? Yes. So you can also check later in the web page, the mantra section, and you can double check how this mantra is chanted by Master Samael himself. Imagine that. That is a really nice opportunity. So we will chant the mantra, and then you will mentally follow it. Okay, so I'm going to do it. I'm going to chant the mantra. You are going to follow the mantra. You want to follow my voice. And at the moment you start notice the drowsiness, that moment between the vigil and the sleep, then you have to get up from your bed. Do not think about it. Just do it without analyze anything. And you will see that you will be able to go to monastic school, to the temple of Chapultepec, or wherever you need to do that in those regions, right? Very nice. So it is also recommendable to have a little notebook. Let me tell you that this is really something that you need to do, to find yourself a notebook, like a Gnostic journal, where you can write your experiences during this practice and all of other practice that we are going to give you in this section. So, well, let's start. Let's go ahead and do it practical. And we are going to do this practice today, very, very short, of course, because of the time. Remember that it's only a little taste of the practice, but it is important that you, when you are going to go to sleep, once you do it with the time you need, very well relaxed on your own bed, you can do it as well. So, my dear friends, let's start. Please find a place where you can feel very comfortable. It could be your bed, it could be, if you are very comfortable on your chair, it's okay. Go ahead. By all means, do it. Remember that if you want, you can also use a yoga mat. You can meditate on the floor with your legs, like the position of lotus position. And also you can do it on your bed in a plain star posture. It is up to you in this moment. So, well, now that you find a nice place, a nice spot to concentrate, let's go ahead and do it. Now, I am going to turn off my camera so you can follow my voice, and we are going to enjoy this beautiful moment, this beautiful practice. So, everybody, please, now that you are comfortably sitting on your chair or laying on your bed, let's start. Very well. Now we are going to close our eyes and we are going to concentrate ourselves in the breathing. And we are going to breathe in one and breathe out in two. Breathe in one. Breathe out two. Concentrate in the breathing. Remember, it is very recommendable that you do it through your nose and out of your nose as well. And you can hold on a little bit the air inside your lungs so you can get all the prana from the air. And breathe in, breathe out. We are going to do it during the whole practice, really, really to pay attention on the breathing. Very deep breathing. And one, two. Very well. Now make yourself aware of your physical body. You have something that is bothering you, maybe something that is tight, your shoes, jewelry, or your belt. Well, feel free to release your body from those uncomfortable things. Now we are going to relax our body, and we are going to focus our attention in our feet. And relax all muscles. Relax your legs as well. Enjoy the sensation of relaxation and accept it with most gratitude. Concentrate. Now, focus your attention now on your hips and glutes. And relax your creative organs as well. Focus your attention on your spine. Feel yourself soft. But don't forget to breathe through your nose. Breathe in. Breathe out. Make your breathing effortlessly, silent, and imperceptible. Bring your attention now to your chest, your shoulders, the belly, and relax them. Breathing. Breathe out. Feel yourself very soft and concentrate in your neck, your arms, your hands, and relax all this part as you were any moment sinking. On your chair, on your armchair, or on the bed. Now concentrate on your face, on the muscles of your face and your head. And continue breathing. Take a few moments to check all the parts of your body. Check if everything is relaxed and excuse me, and if you find a place that is not relaxed on your body, just order with your mind to be relaxed. Very well. Once again, you can enjoy this relaxation and feel free to thank for this precious moment. And ask your inner mask for help. Ask for a perfect relaxation and concentration in this practice. With words that comes from your heart, very simple words. Now, pay attention to your thoughts and do not reject them, but understand them. What's the origin of this, of all those thoughts? Are they important right now? Are you going to solve anything right now? Of course not. So, You understand that they are worthy, so let them go. If you're breathing, breathe in, breathe out through your nose. In, breathe out. Don't let your mind distract you from this concentration, this relaxation. Well, now we are going to listen to the mantra. Please concentrate on the mantra, on my voice. Very carefully. And let's start. Forget about your breathing. Now, let's do mentally. Try to perceive the sound of the cricket in your mind. Sound of the cricket is also called arahant sound, and it's like a soft whistle, a soft and lovely whistle. Focus on that gentle sound. And with this deep state of relaxation, continue with the practice. Try to find the split between visual and sleep. And with second thoughts, get up from your bed. Just do it. And ask your Divine Mother for help. Ask her to take you to a Gnostic school so you can get knowledge from the lips of a master himself. Very well, dear friends. We are going to say, we are going to thank our innermost for this opportunity. Be grateful. With your own words. And for this opportunity, for this practice, for the relaxation, and for the animal sound. We are going to breathe in 1, and breathe out in 2. One more time, breathe in and breathe out in 2. Now you can move your fingers, wiggle the finger, wiggle your toes, move little by little, and now you can slowly open your eyes. Excellent. Very well, my dear friends. Well, this is the practice with the mantra Laras. And well, as you can see, is this practice, you have to do it when you go to sleep. And every single night, you can have a few moments before you fall asleep on chanting this mantra on your mind and try to get that special sound of the cricket that will lead you to the astral projection. In consciousness. So this is well something that you will achieve with practice, with constant practice, and of course with a nice emotion, with something that you desire in your heart. And remember that if you have this, if you may happen to have this notebook that I already mentioned about this journal, well, you can write down all your experiences, all that you remember in that notebook. Very nice. Well, remember, my dear friends, that we have some words that maybe are kind of, not that clear for us. We are not used to see these words in our daily life. But in this practice, in all the lectures, Gnosis lectures, you will read them also in Master Samael's books, these words. So we have to be learning their meanings little by little. Yes. So we are not surprised with the meaning of those words for, I don't know, another source. So astral is like the natural fifth dimension and is the very same world of dreams. This is something that now is natural. Remember, I am going to say that again. Because it's important that we and know this, that is our astral body. It is very, very normal. We use them every single day. And well, the astral body goes to that region of the dreams. Very nice. Every time you go to bed, you go to the astral region. The genus or hinas, it has different pronunciation, but it's the same. It is like the fifth dimension, but some people also relate it with the fourth dimension. So later, when you advance in these studies, you will also know how this genus or hinas work, everything about it. You will know it little by little. And the White Lodge, well, the White Lodge is a group of superior beings, master, angels, devas, well, etc. And well, this is something that we don't need to be afraid as well, because sometimes when we hear these words, we are kind of confused. But don't be confused. This is just a group of people that are living in this region that are there for help. So for help us. course. And well, if you want to go deeper into the practice, you want to know more, you can go to the book, The Great Mysteries, from Master Samael Aung-Beor. He wrote this book, and there you can find, well, a chapter dedicated to this mantra, Lavas. So, well, thank you very much for being here. We really appreciate you being here, and I hope you enjoyed the practice and hope you continue with it when you go to bed. Very nice. So, well, thank you very much, and see you in the next practice. Goodbye.